Hi, Radio St. Pete. I'm Shelby Wing, Director of Community Partnerships for Grand Central District Association.
And I'm Danny, the Director of Events. Welcome to your weekly Grand Central update.
Somehow we are already getting into August. I really don't know where this past year has gone, but with summer flying by, we are officially heading into the busiest part of our event season, which I guess no one knows better than you, Danny.
It really is my favorite time of year. We've got three big events still ahead of us, and they really showcase everything that makes Grand Central such a special place.
Yep. First up is A Taste of Grand Central, our 100th anniversary fundraiser happening Thursday, September 17th at Coastal Creative. So this is going to be your chance to sample some incredible bites from restaurants throughout the district while supporting our mission of promoting and advocating for more than 400 small businesses.
And if you've never been to Coastal Creative, this is a great reason to check it out. They host all kinds of events throughout the year, from comedy shows to conventions and live entertainment. So it's a really fun space to experience. Tickets for Taste of Grand Central and donations if you can't attend are available on our website at grandcentraldistrict.org.
And then it's going to be time for everyone's favorite, Halloween on Central. That'll be Sunday, October 25th.
I might be a little biased, but it really is one of the coolest events in the country. Nearly 2 miles of Central Avenue become completely car-free, filled with costumes, live entertainment, local vendors, candy, music, and tens of thousands of people just having a great time.
And if you can't already tell, we are kind of a big fan of the holidays.
Shelby, you ain't lying. We'll wrap up the year with the third annual Grand Central Christmas Market on Friday, December 4th. The district transforms for the holidays with festive shopping, vendors, holiday music, carolers, Santa. And once again, Dog Bar is going to do their amazing foam display for people and pups. It's all the holiday magic you could ask for.
And if you're looking for a little magic year-round, let's talk about coffee, and specifically coffee in Grand Central. One of our newest additions is Sun Bear Specialty Coffee, and they've brought such a fun energy to the district. Audrey had a chance to check it out first, and she raved about it. The space is bright, welcoming, and I can easily see it becoming one of those places where people don't just grab a coffee. They stick around, they meet up with friends, or just get some work done. So if you haven't stopped in yet, definitely add it to your list.
Another spot that's unique is Ruya Coffee. They specialize in Mediterranean-inspired drinks, including Moroccan-style coffees that are a fun change if you're looking to branch out from your usual order.
And then there's Balance House Cafe, which is connected to Balance House Sauna and Cold Plunge Studio. So it's a really unique concept because it's all completely centered around wellness, serving organic teas, ceremonial-grade matcha, and thoughtfully crafted coffee drinks.
It's the kind of place where you can grab a coffee, slow down for a minute, and if you're feeling ambitious, try the Nordic Cycle, which includes rounds of sauna, cold plunge, and red light therapy. It's a wellness experience that will leave you feeling renewed and energized.
So whether you're stopping in for a caffeine fix, shopping our local businesses, grabbing dinner, or joining us for one of our upcoming events,
we hope you'll come spend some time exploring everything Grand Central has to offer.
For more information on everything happening in the Grand Central District, visit grandcentraldistrict.org. And as always,
see you around the district.